Nice to see Tony Dorsett with us here at Sports Byline as we are right here at Radio Row at Super Bowl 50. And, of course, anybody that's a football fan certainly knows what he did over his fine 12-year career. 11 of those with the Dallas Cowboys, all-time on the NFL rushing list at 12,739 yards. And, of course, he has a Super Bowl championship ring for Super Bowl 12 with the Dallas Cowboys. You know, Tony, when I take a look at you and I think about watching you for so many years, the thing that strikes me about you was your wonderful stride. And I know in talking to Barry Sanders, he always told me that the first step was always the most important step. Did you find it to be that way? And where did your stride develop? How did you develop that?
Well, that was just a natural thing, my stride. The thing about it was I agree with Barry 100%. If you ever watch me, I could get from 0 to 100 in about 2 steps. And I don't know if that was part of that. Most of it was part of the gift, and part of it was that I was afraid. I was scared as hell out there, man. I didn't want to get hit. So the thing was, you know, one of my greatest assets as a runner was speed and quickness. You know, because I only played in National Football League at 183 pounds, man. That's pretty small for a running back to take all those hits that I was taking over 13 years of the NFL. So I tell you, it's again, you know, when you talk about that stride and that speed and that quickness, I said that was probably one of my greatest assets, as I said, because I could outrun a lot of guys, but also I could somehow pull the arm, leg, head out the way, and not get those head-on crushing blows as often as some of the other guys. But we all get it. We all get our share of good, tough hits, licks, but try to limit that when you're in the running back position.
When you were coming into the National Football League, what did you anticipate that experience to be like, and how was it similar to or different from what you found, Tony?
Well, first of all, I thought it was going to be short-lived because of the fact that, you know, people were so caught up with the fact that a prototype running back in the National Football League had to be 215, 220. Here, I'm coming in at, you know, buck 85 at the most, and sometimes I'm down in the 170s. And so, you know, I just thought that the game, I knew the game was going to be pretty physically demanding, and it was that. There's no question about it. But the thing more about it that caught me a little bit off guard was the mental aspect of it. Not from the standpoint of being mentally ready, but from the mental aspect of learning defenses, learning the complicated defenses, that not only just the defensive fronts, but also the secondary, what they were doing. And so it became more, I think, of a mental thing than anything. You know, you had to really know and learn the game of football from playing under Tom Landry.
When I think back about the Dallas Cowboy organization, I think of a particular time when organizations had definitive images. In other words, everybody did something a cowboy way. They did something a giant way.
Yeah.
What was that image and philosophy with the Dallas Cowboys when you played?
Well, our whole image, I think, was Tom Landry and what he meant so much to the National Football League as far as his – quote-unquote genius aspect of it, you know, with the offense and, you know, the flex defense, the offense where we had spread the offenses and going, you know, the linemen going up and down, trying to distract the defense a little bit before the snap of the ball, all the different formations, the motions. You know, as a rookie coming in, you know, we had so many different formations, so many different assignments, so many different things to do, man. It was like it was really – I can remember coming out as a rookie my first year, man, just I started going in motion. You know, we would go this, and one of the guys, a strong side back, would have to shift twice, you know, the weak side back shift once. Man, I got up in the formation, man. I was supposed to move twice, man. I just kept it moving because I forgot the play. I forgot it. And I did that about 2 times in a row. Coach and I just said, time out, put me aside. He said, you got to calm down. You got to relax. I said, okay, coach, okay. But, you know, it's like when you go blank and it went blank, man, it just continued. And it was like a snowball rolling down a snow-covered mountain, man. And so he did the right thing. He pulled me out, calmed me down.
I mentioned about Super Bowl 12 that you were involved in and you picked up a championship ring. What was the most important thing about the outcome of that game, how it was determined by the Cowboys winning it?
Well, I think more than anything was our defense trying to get to Craig Morton. And Craig Morton obviously had spent some time in Dallas as a quarterback, and he was finishing up his career up there in Denver. And he had some problems. He was not a very mobile guy. And we figured that our defense could put a lot of pressure on him and make him do some things and not make him feel uncomfortable, make him do some things that he normally wouldn't do, what you did. And we get the ball in some situations, and we'd be able to take advantage of it. And the thing about it was, you know, that was my rookie year. That's my rookie year, man. And I'm in the league. You know, I just come off a national championship team at the University of Pittsburgh. And I come into Dallas. We're going to the world championship in the National Football League in the same city. Just a year later, man, I'm like, man, New Orleans is a great place to be. And, you know, we ended up winning that game. You know, I scored the first touchdown in that game, too. And that's one of my, I guess, one of my things I like to hold my head up high about. Yeah, I scored the first touchdown.
By the way, I did the first football game at the old stadium with the hole in the top of that thing. It was an exhibition game. I was doing the New England Patriots at that time. I'll never forget that. I mean, it was kind of mind-blowing because I've never seen them barbecue a whole side of a steer in the up in the press box.
Let me tell you, the Texans know how to barbecue. They know how to party. They know how to have a good time, especially when it's the summer months and, you know, you're talking about barbecuing. Boy, they really do get down.
Tony Dorsett is with us. And, of course, you heard him mention the University of Pittsburgh. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. I think you say he still is a Heisman Trophy winner. Let me ask you about this auction you're going to have for your memorabilia. I know that when athletes go through their career, they collect different things that mean a lot to them. How hard is it or was it for you to decide to do this, and what was the reason for it?
Not very hard at all. And the reason being is, you know, I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. There's no question about it to earn these different awards and whatnot, recognition. But the thing about it is it's been for years in storage collecting dust. I got some of my major stuff. I got a couple of things that, you know, which want to be out there. But, you know, like a Heisman Trophy, you'll never see that on the auction. You never will. And, you know, my Super Bowl rings, you never will. But some of the other things that were just collecting dust in storage, I think would be something that, you know, you got a collector, a sports collector, a memorabilia collector, a cowboy enthusiast, a Tony Dorsett enthusiast. I got some good stuff that, you know, that was just sitting away, just doing nothing, just wasting away collecting dust when somebody else can really take it home or do something with it and appreciate it a lot more than what I've been appreciating. So it took me a while to be able to do it, but my wife, you know, just said, you know, we got to get some of this stuff out of the house. You know, and I'm like, well, you know, we're not going to get all this stuff out of the house. That's just not going to happen. But so I was able to part way with things just because of the fact that, you know, the sentimental reasons of it, you know, after you get to a certain age, you just started saying it becomes a little bit less with some of the things. And they said, okay, this is the time to do it. Let's go ahead and let's do it.
And that's going to be right here in San Francisco coming up this weekend?
It's going to be right here in San Francisco, man. And I'm going to be part of it, be there with it. And if I got to talk to you about it, talk to them about it. I'll try to talk to them about it when I can.
And we only have a couple minutes left, and I always like to ask an athlete of distinction like yourself who has left his mark on the game, just what it is when you think back, sit back, and you think about your career and what you did in football. What is the things that mean the most to Tony Dorsett?
Well, you know, over the years, you know, and I sit back and I reflect back, you know, obviously, you know, from a team perspective, being able to go to the big dance, which is obviously the Super Bowl, and winning it. I did that my first 2 years in the league. But you know, those things, that's what it's all. That's what a lot of people want to see, want to get to. Everybody, when they come to the National Football League, is being the Super Bowl because it's a worldwide extravaganza. But more than that, you know, it's the things, the relationships and friendships that I've made over the years from different players, from different teams. And we've kept those relationships for lasting relationships. You know, it's those guys that some of the guys that, you know, I didn't idolize them, but these guys that I, you know,
you looked up to them.
I looked up. I had a lot of respect for them. Some of the guys that played before me. Some of the guys played during my time. Those are the things. Those are the most rewarding things for me because they last a lifetime. Like I said, some of these awards and rewards, they don't last as long, so sometimes we end up putting them in the auction or something.
Tony, I got to compliment you for something else, and that is in all my years of covering football and sports as well, every time I ever approach you for a comment or for an interview, you were always very gracious about it. And I know that when athletes are really involved with the sport that they play, it's sometimes hard for them in the heat of the moment to be gracious, but you were always gracious, just like you were so good on the field as well. I want to thank you very much for being with me here on Sports Byline.
I would like to thank you for those kind words. I always try to be as kind and as nice as I could, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. Tony Dorsett with us, Heisman Trophy winner out of the University of Pittsburgh, and of course 13 seasons in the NFL, and a Super Bowl winner as well. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.